Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Fredericks News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Dave Serio, informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a blessing to be with you the 9th of March, and we're looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number. Familiar if you are used to our toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country, whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown, maybe West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., anywhere in the country, call us toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to get you on the air. We've got our first caller up this morning. Who do we have on the air, sir?
It's me. How are you?
Hey, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Looking forward to talking to you. I'm glad that you gave us a call. And what is going on in the world of detailing today, sir?
Oh, we're going to talk about the newest, latest, and greatest. I won't call it a fad. I'll call it a trend.
Okay.
Spray ceramic coating.
Spray ceramic coating.
Yeah, ceramic spray waxes or ceramic-infused waxes, whatever the company wants to call them, that's what they're calling them now.
Okay.
Now, right up front, I'm not saying these products are good or bad because I don't try them. They don't fit into what I do. But it seems to me that it's just like when we started doing coatings 4 or 5 years ago, there was 2 or 3. Now there's hundreds of them on the market. So the manufacturers have come up with what I consider to be the semi-synthetic oil of the detailing industry, meaning they want more people to have coatings on their cars. So they're coming up with all kinds of easy ways you can apply these to your car. Now, a true coating is put on a car that has been polished to perfection. It's generally put on by somebody that's been trained in that product, and it's way thicker than anything you're going to get on the retail market. That's a professional coating. So these products are basically spray detailers that have some characteristics or some chemicals that are in most professional coatings. They have put a little tiny bit of that into these spray waxes and coatings, hence they can call them a spray coating. I can't find any information that will tell me exactly how long they will last. And if you read the fine print on most of these products, it'll tell you the car's surface must be prepared properly for this, for you to get the maximum benefit out of this spray coating. Meaning it needs to be polished, it needs to be decontaminated, and just like I would do to a car. So what they are, there are several companies out there that have them, Meguiar's, Mother's, Adams. There's a company called HydroSilex. And if you just Google spray-on coatings, you'll see tons of them on the market now. I just don't know if they would be of a benefit to somebody. Maybe if you want to try them and let me know, I would be happy to find out any more information I can. But I think it's more marketing than anything else because so many of them come out in such a short amount of time.
Understand. And you've also, done a little bit of research on this because one of our listeners emailed you or contacted you somehow to ask you about this, correct?
Yeah, it was. That's where I started looking into these. I've seen them advertised on the market, and I just was never interested in them. But one of your listeners emailed me and wanted to know if I knew anything about them. So that's what I thought. I did a little research into them. There's paste waxes now that have what they call SiO2 in them, which is what most of them claim to have. That's basically silicon dioxide, which is basically sand, and it's the main ingredient in the glass of your car. So if they put a little tiny bit of this in there, they can call it a spray coating. I actually did look at Adam's spray, they call it a spray-on coating, and it even tells you on there it's been diluted so much that's why it only lasts you 3 to 4 months. So I think it's mainly to make the water bead up a little better. Maybe then your spray wax, and to make the car shine a little better. I don't think you're getting the benefit of a coating is the durability, and you're not going to get that out of the spray coating.
Well, as I mentioned in our earlier show, I know for a fact, because I've seen you work in your shop, of how long you sometimes work on vehicles just to prepare them for a coating. And I've seen you up to 20 hours on a vehicle preparing them for a coating. And that's not counting the installation of a coating, which takes a number of hours too. But up to you spent 15 to 20 hours on a vehicle is not unusual.
No, not at all. That's probably the average with the 2 days that we have them in here for coatings. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think it's more, my opinion is more marketing than anything else. I'm not saying they're bad. They may fit right in with whatever you want to do, and they may, you know, you may love them, and that's good. I don't see where they can really be called a coating in the true sense of the word. And some of them you put on, whether you wipe them all with a towel, some of them you put on a car wet and you hose it off, and that's what makes it bond to the paint. I don't see it, to be honest with you. But if somebody wants to try one, or they have tried one and they have good results, please let me know.
Very good. Well, when we come back, we'd like you to hang around, if you don't mind, during the break, if that would be okay. When we come back, did you hear your Queen song, by the way?
I certainly did. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Okay. I know you requested that, and I was glad you got a chance to hear it. I didn't know if you were in a circumstances to be able to hear the show at the time when I played it. So, very good. When we come back, we'll talk more about coatings and more about this product. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, of course, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552 on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
Because I have read the Bible more than once, cover to cover, and it never mentions how old the devil was when he rejected God's authority. If I'm guessing an age, I'm saying 16. Devil got his driver's license, drove to Georgia. That's all I know. One heck of a fiddle player, buddy.
Jeff Allen, some funny stuff from him. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930. WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you at the toll-free number 866-96-TALK-CARS. We have our friend Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. And Mike, we were talking about the coatings in a can, as they say. Coatings in a bottle. Yep.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the new thing. It first started, I'm going to say, maybe last year with some paste waxes and liquid waxes that said they had coatings in them. But none of them ever lasted any more than a synthetic wax, so I can't figure that out. I think it's just like we talked about before. It's the semi-synthetic oil. It's something for people that want to get into coatings that maybe just don't want to pay full fare.
Understand. And full fare is expensive, but it is worth it because of the durability you get from it. The cars that I have had done by you that are down here in the Florida area right now, they see a lot more action than they ever did in Maryland. Take all the rainy days out of the equation in Maryland. I'm out there with my cars driving on the regular road in the sunny days down here in Florida. Yep. So they're out probably, my cars are now seeing an easy 100 days a year where they never used to.
Yeah, it's just, they are expensive to have it done professionally. I mean, there are some retail coatings on the market you can do yourself if you're pretty good at taking care of your car. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it is expensive because it's labor. I mean, it's a ton of labor to get the car right. And then the professional products are probably 10 times more expensive than anything you'll find on a retail market. So that's why it costs so much.
The easiest way that I can explain the amount of time that you and effort that you spend on a car preparing it, easiest way as I can explain it is even on my own car, I would not be willing to do that. I'm serious. Well, I mean, you spend more time on the cars that I sent to you than I was willing to spend on my own car to do that. And people laugh at that, but that is the honest truth. I mean, if you told me right now that I had to spend 20 hours preparing my car to put a coating on, I would say, how much do I have to spend?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
Well, it is. It's a lot of labor. I give you a perfect example, since we have a minute. I just did a brand new 2018 Range Rover in black, straight black, the other day that I have driven more than the owner from his house to my shop because he was in Florida with you.
Right.
And it was washed one time at the dealership when they first brought it in. and I spent a solid 9.5 hours of polishing that car. And just to get the mistakes out. So it is. It's labor intensive. Everybody thinks, well, I got a new car. It doesn't need this, doesn't need that. That's the biggest fallacy there is.
Right.
And it still scares me when people say it's pristine and I'm the only one that's ever taken care of it.
So. That's nice.
So
it's a tough job. I mean, you know, I just marvel at the difference. What you did for my 2003 Viper was just exceptional. You transformed that car. I thought it was red when I brought it to you in 2014, okay?
Yep.
I think it was 2014 I brought that car to you. 11 years old, original paint, and I thought it was red. And I didn't know what red was until I got this car back. And to this day, in 2019, when it goes to car shows, people are amazed. It's going to one today, by the way. I'm taking it to a show in Leesburg, Florida. And people will come up to me and will not believe that that car has original paint.
Yeah. And that car really wasn't in bad shape. It just had, you know, years of the California car duster scratches in it and wiping it off scratches and car wash and scratches. And all the scratches add up over time. Even as minor as they are, they add up over time, and then you don't get clear reflection off the paint. And that's what the problem is most of the time. Probably 90% of the issues I see are from dealerships and from people that run it through the automatic car washes all the time, constantly. And that just builds up over time. I mean, if you have to do that, you have to do that. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just saying that you have to be prepared that over a period of time, all these little tiny scratches build up, and then you don't get any clear reflection off the paint, and then you need to have it polished, and that's where you want to find somebody that's really good at that.
Got it. Well, Mike, we appreciate you being with us today. Yeah. I appreciate the job that you do on the cars that our customers and listeners send to you, and I find many of them extremely happy. All of them, good. I think, are, but many of them call me and let me know that, hey, this is something that we really were looking forward to having done, and no disappointment whatsoever. Really appreciate the work that you do and the way the car looks when it's done.
Well, good. That's glad to hear. We try to do that, and hopefully if anybody ever has a problem, they call us and we take care of it. But hopefully everybody's satisfied.
I think so. Your information, good. By the way, important for our listeners to know. Your phone number, 410-833-1632. If you have a question about the detailing industry or what it can do for your car, give Mike a call. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. Once again, it's 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And if you want to be like me, I follow them on Facebook and Instagram, keeping up on what they work on, before and after pictures, and some of the problems they run into and some of the problems they cure. It's all good stuff. The Shine Shop Auto Detailing, and that is for both Instagram and Facebook. Mike, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
All right. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. And tell Jose and Craig that I said hi.
I'll do that. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Appreciate him joining us here on the show, and we look forward to hearing from you. We also are hoping to hear from Jose from Dynamic Automotive and also Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. These guys call in every week giving us updates on what's going on in their life and the business. And, of course, keeping us informed on what's going on in the local area is what Craig Shipp does. Hey, there's a couple recalls out there also. But this is a pretty vague recall. It gives us the type of vehicles, but not the exact year, make, and models yet. They're on the way, that information. But Subaru globally is recalling 2.2 million vehicles, almost 2 million of these vehicles here in North America, 1.96 million to be exact. It's going to affect Impreza and also Forester vehicles. We do not have the exact years of those vehicles being recalled. But what is happening is it is affecting how engines can start, and it's affecting the brake lights. So it may be a brake light switch recall, but we're not getting that information right now. But a coating on a switch for the brake lights is being affected by possible cleaning products or cosmetics. So that recall could cost a lot of money, $90 million in all, and we'll keep you informed on that. But right now, if you've had any problems with brake lights or also the starting of your Subaru Impreza and Forester, you should contact your dealer and contact NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. You can contact them on the web at NHTSA.gov, NHTSA.gov, and they'll try to inform you of whether you're included in this recall. So 306,000 vehicles in Japan being recalled, 1.96 million vehicles here in North America. That includes Mexico, Canada, and of course the United States. Subaru's reputation, built partly on touting the safety of its vehicle, has been dented by various scandals in recent years. It has had to admit to a mileage data cheating scandal, as well as acknowledging it allowed factory staff without proper authorization to be conducted final inspections on some vehicles. Audi is also recalling some vehicles, this due to fire risk, 75,000 cars and SUVs in the U.S. because fuel leaks may occur in their engine compartments that could cause fires. Recall covers certain A6, A7, and Q7 vehicles from 2016 through 18, and also included are A8 sedans from 2015 through 18. Once again, this is certain vehicles in the A6, A7, and Q7 communities, not all of them. So you may have to contact Audi and give them your vehicle identification number and find out if you're included in that recall. Company says in documents posted Tuesday by the U.S. government that parts of the fuel injection system can leak, and if the fuel hits an ignition source in the engine compartment, it could catch fire. The document didn't list any fires or injuries, and a message was left Tuesday for an Audi spokesperson. So once again, A6, A7, and Q7 SUVs from 2016 through 18 could be included in the recall, and also included are A8 sedans from 2015 through 18. Taking a break. Back with your phone calls and a whole lot more. You're listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Back in a few moments with your phone calls. I'm Dave Sirio.
This is their last chance. Now, what do you think you'll need in the way of protection?
Are you kidding? Just to go across the street?
Those last 90 feet are going to be the most dangerous of your life, Max. Dr. Bascom suggests 4 men in an armored car.
No, no, 99. That's exactly the kind of thing chaos is expecting. I'm better off just crossing the street by myself, using nothing but my wits.
Are you sure?
Positive.
He says he wants to get across the street himself, using only his wits.
I hate to see him go so unprotected.
Oh, once again, the classic show, Get Smart, just crossing a street. That's all it involved. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that's 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Talking with my friend Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Mike, we were talking about coatings and, of course, how you can get coatings in a spray bottle nowadays, but they are different than the regular coatings that you would get at a shop like yourselves where you spend all the hours preparing and all the hours installing. Are you there, Mike?
Dave, this is Craig.
Oh, I apologize. My fault. My mind went blank on me there, Craig. I apologize.
It happens okay. In live radio.
Yes, it does. And it happens when you get old, which I'm getting old doing that. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. I apologize. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning. And I also have Sarah Butler online with us. And it's apropos because she is a barrel racer. She races out at the JBRW Ranch, and she travels all over the country doing barrel racing. And one of the things I want to mention this morning is a movie that was just released on Netflix, Walk, Ride, Rodeo. And it is an amazing story. It's a true story about a barrel racer who had an accident with her truck. She rolled her truck and became paralyzed, And, of course, the doctor said she would never walk again and she'd certainly never ride rodeo again. And the whole movie is about her comeback, and she ended up riding competitively in a major rodeo and did well. So it's just a really inspiring, well-done movie that I wanted to mention. And Sarah, say hello to Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. How are you? Good to talk to you today. And I tell you, barrel racing, that is something that is exciting to watch. And you guys, you do some dangerous work there.
Yeah. It's pretty dangerous, and it's really addicting, too.
I'm sure. How long have you been doing it?
I've been riding horses my whole life.
Uh-huh.
I started barrel racing when I was, like, 12. I'm 18 now.
Okay.
So, been a few years doing that.
Have you had some injuries during this?
Oh, yeah. I've been injured a few times. Mm-hmm. My horse fell on me one time.
Ooh, that's not good.
I hurt he broke my toe, and my ankle was messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also had to get stitches in my knee from hitting a barrel.
Yes. Now, I want to ask a couple of questions about your horses. Okay, first of all, how many different horses have you used in barrel racing?
I've used probably about 5 or 6 of them.
Okay.
Some of them, like one of my friends had some horses she let me use
mm-hmm.
just while I was learning.
Right.
And then after that, I've used like 3 of them.
Okay. And what is the horse that normally is used? What is their name? And how long have you been using them?
So the horse that I really use right now, his name's Tigger.
Okay.
I've been using him it'll be 2 years in July since
Great.
I've had him.
And does he enjoy the barrel racing almost as much as you do?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He loves to run.
Right. There's a lot of, you know, people that are always concerned about animals being used and whether they're being forced to. But, you know, I go to these events once in a while myself. I'm not that far from Ocala in Florida, which is a big horse community, of course, in the United States. And there's a lot of these events down there also. And these animals seem to love the enjoyment of doing this.
Oh, yeah. It's an adrenaline rush for them and me, too. Every
mm-hmm.
time before we go in the arena, I can feel his heart beating. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I'm just sitting there with him, I can, like, feel his heart beating. And he starts, like, breathing faster because he's getting excited. And he knows when he's about to run.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you, it's exceptional to find someone like yourself that is doing this on a regular basis. And I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad the horse enjoys it. Tigger, what a great name, by the way. And I think that's fantastic. It really is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Sarah, tell Dave about your weekly show that you do.
Okay.
So I started doing this show. It's called Cowgirls Live. I do it every Monday night at 10 p.m. If you go to cowgirlslive.com, you can check it out.
Okay.
And we talk about literally everything that has to do with horses. We talk about trucks. We talk about hunting, occasionally fishing. We talk about my dog.
Uh-huh.
Everything that has to do with rodeo or the country lifestyle.
Great. Well, it sounds like similar. I talk about Jasper the Wonder Dog here on the show. He's my boy. He's my dog with a mohawk, and everybody loves Jasper. He's one of those kind of guys that when we go into restaurants and everybody, the waitresses grab him, take him away, and I'm left there standing there. You know, it seems to happen all the time. So nobody cares about Dave. Everybody cares about Jasper. You know, and again, you know, it all has to do with different things that you do. I take him to car shows all the time, and we're going to go to a car show tomorrow and today and tomorrow. So it's always a great time. It really is.
Oh, wow. Cool. What kind of dog do you have?
Just a terrier mutt. He's on my page at Dave Serio, my Facebook page. So you can look him up. But he's just a terrier mutt, but he happens to have a factory-installed mohawk. And I let it grow out, and he has a mohawk on top of his head. So he's a cool dude, and he just has a great personality when it comes to socializing with people and other dogs. And when we go to restaurants, when we go to car shows, he is a hit, no doubt about it. So I understand your fascination and love for animals, and also, of course, the fact that you get a chance to do this and show this out on a regular basis, that's great. Now, you take your dog to a lot of the barrel races?
Yes, I do. My dog is my sidekick.
Yep.
She does everything with me.
Well, I understand, Sarah, how that is. My dog is my sidekick also, and I love it. I tell you.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
Fantastic.
I don't know what I'd do without my dog.
I understand. Craig is an animal lover also, but he enjoys, he's talked about the races that you've done for over the years, so we're glad to have you part of the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And once out, give out the website one more time, okay?
CowgirlsLive.com.
CowgirlsLive.com. Folks, look it up. And Monday night at 10, join Sarah live. That would be great.
Yep, and she has the same handle on Instagram and Facebook, facebook.com/CowgirlsLive. So she's doing it all right.
Very good. Well, Craig, we appreciate you bringing Sarah to our attention so we could get some more people to follow her and listen to her on the web. And, of course, go out there to the events at what's the location again that sometimes you race at?
JBarW Ranch. And one more thing I do want to mention quickly. I did do a business story video for McHenry Small Engines.
Uh-huh.
That's up on the Frederick County Facebook page. They're a long-time owner-operator business that deals with anything small engines. You know, your weed whackers, your chainsaws, and they do have mowers there, and the zero-turn riding mowers and all those kinds of things. So anything with an engine smaller than what you would find in a car, they deal with it, and they have all the parts, too. And they ship parts all over the East Coast. They're known for, like, having parts in stock that most people don't.
Right.
So check out that video on the Frederick County Facebook page.
Very good. We have 30 seconds. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on, Craig, in the Frederick area, and we'll get going.
Well, we got a bunch of events. We got March 16. We've got a 5K, 10K run at Urbana District Park. We've got a St. Patrick's Day at JoJo's on the 16th, March 16th. This is all coming up right around the corner.
Very good.
We've got, you know, time flies, doesn't it? We've got an Easter Bunny breakfast and egg hunt at Adventure Park USA. That's the 20th, April 20.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I've got, last time we did photos for family photos with the Easter Bunny.
Yep.
Free of charge. So I think they're going to do that again this year.
Well, I got to go, but thank you so much, Craig. Thank you, Sarah. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon.
People, right? Other people are afraid. Don't be. It's going to be great. Don't be scared. Ask yourself this. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and had those doors just, like, pinch you? Never, right? So imagine that automation technology improved by a factor of a million. That's what they're putting on cars. It's going to be okay. You still don't believe me? Would you rather there be like two dudes inside every grocery store just manually sliding those doors as your family walks in, right? One of the guys is texting, the other is high. That's what you want? Because when you're driving, that's what's happening around you constantly. It's usually older people, like much older people, who are skeptical of the idea of having a computer drive their car. Here's what I want to say. If you're like 70, 75 plus, and you're afraid of a computer driving your car, here's what I want you to do. Go to WebMD, where you can list your symptoms. Just go ahead and put in like every part of your body that aches or is immobile. Add the painkillers that maybe you take every day. I think you might find that the computer is skeptical of you driving a car. Last time that my car was dirty, my friend did the obvious thing, scrawled out, "Wash me," on the back window. So I went up to the side of his car with a key and wrote, "Touch me up."
Comedian Kellen Erskine and self-driving. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Beautiful morning. Hope you're enjoying your day. I know that's a little bit of a rainy, snowy kind of mix, all kind of stuff happening. And all tomorrow is supposed to be up in the 60s with a little bit of rain, but at least in the 60s. So hopefully, at Punxsutawney Phil, he's getting close to being right. I don't know. I never believe any of that. But we'll see. There's been three lawsuits, I think, formed. Hey, sue a groundhog. It's amazing. You know, what is that, fake news? I don't know. That could be. That could be fake news. So it's kind of crazy. It really is. But anyway, the weather is starting to change, and hopefully spring is on its way. When Mike Lambert starts talking about car shows coming up, that is your one way of knowing that spring is here. Spring is coming. So just hang in there. But if you're having problems with your car, maybe the heat doesn't work, maybe a check engine light is on, maybe you're making a noise you're not familiar with, feel free to give me a call. Live programming the 9th of March at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. 866-96-TALK-CARS. We talked about the recalls from Audi and also Subaru. Both of them, as well as the next one that I'm going to talk about, are on my website, DaveSerio.com, DaveSerio. DaveSerio.com. Alfa Romeo is also recalling some vehicles. The 2017 through 19 Giulia and Stelvio SUV vehicles. The adaptive cruise control might not stop working even when a driver taps the brakes. Now, FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, is saying that if the vehicle brake pedal is pressed hard, it will go off. But for the time being, they are going to reprogram the computer system to straighten that out. Once again, that's 2017 through 19, Giulia's and Stelvio, the SUVs, are being recalled. You Ought to Know has been brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the length of your vehicle. They will, of course, stand behind it and guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. We want to thank Wassler Tire and Auto. They're the Wassler Tire Pros at Wassler Tire and Auto at Routes 26 and 27, right in the Taylorsville, Westminster area. If you're looking for an auto repair facility that has everything, Wassler Tire and Auto is the answer. They even work on medium trucks and motorhomes. Give them a call at 410-635-8375 or find them on the web at wasslerautoservice.com. That's WASTLER Autoservice.com. Wassler Tire and Auto, the Wassler Tire Pros, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. Let's talk about Dynamic Automotive. Dynamic Automotive has 4 locations to serve you in the Frederick area. New Market, their original location at 10601 Old National Pike in New Market. Give them a call at 301-694-5460. Their second location, Liberty Town, at 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. Their phone number, 301-694-6250. Their build from the ground up, 9-bay shop, 4-bay quick lube, and 60-foot car wash in Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road, right off of course, the main 270 drag. Give them a call at 301-874-8830. 33. And their newest location in Frederick at 11 Bike Court in Frederick, Maryland. Give them a call at 301-662-3300. All four locations open Monday through Friday. Your Newmarket, Liberty Town, and Urbana location also open on Saturday. And don't forget, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off parts and labor on any service ticket, even an oil change, 10% off. So 10% off parts and labor right off the top of your service ticket just by mentioning my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. Find out more on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. And don't forget, Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. Toyota has an interesting reason for not selling any electric vehicles as of yet. Now, electric vehicles meaning that, like a Tesla, the vehicle is 100% electric and needs to be charged. Well, Toyota has a reason why they've been making the gasoline electric hybrid cars. It turns out that they believe they're doing a service to the environment and also to the public by continuing to manufacture the hybrid vehicles. This is the reason why. They say selling 1.5 million hybrid cars reduces carbon emissions by a third more than selling 28,000 electric vehicles. Now, why 28,000? According to Kilman, who is a spokesperson for Toyota, the battery production that would manufacture for 28,000 electric vehicles is also the battery production for 1.5 million hybrid cars. So they're saying it's a carbon emissions by a third more with the 1.5 million hybrid cars than the 28,000 electric vehicles that the production of those batteries are used for. So therefore, fully gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles, okay, you sell less of, more of those, while also providing its customers more practical vehicles because of no range or charging anxieties. You don't have to worry about a Prius dying on the road because of lack of power. You either have gasoline or you have the hybrid. And more affordable prices. According to Toyota, the reason for this is there are only so many batteries to go around after all. Only so many batteries can be produced at this time each year. Toyota is one of the few automakers still using nickel metal hydride battery chemistry in a large number of its electrified products, including some trim levels of the Prius hybrid. Although the company also offers the lithium IM tech in some trim levels of the Prius and in the Prius Prime plug-in hybrid. Not only are nickel metal hydride cells cheaper than lithium ion units, but Toyota has found that their susceptibility to memory-related degradation, essentially partial discharge and recharge states versus full battery drainage and refilling relative to lithium ion packs, aren't as drastic as initially feared. That story and more on the website, DaveSerio.com in the newsroom. We hope you've enjoyed your day. Thanks so much for listening to You Ought to Know, and we look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.